This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. economy keeps taking big hits as the coronavirus pandemic continues its march. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Some 3.3 million newly laid off American workers filed for jobless benefits last week, nearly five times the old record. Fed Chairman Jay Powell tells NBC's Today show the country may well be in a recession, but will recover once the pandemic ends.
There's nothing fundamentally wrong with our economy.
That doesn't help Stephanie Myers in North Carolina. She usually works two waitress jobs, but is out of work.
I've been pretty good about holding it together, and I just finally broke down and cried.
The House votes tomorrow on a $2.2 trillion economic rescue package aimed partly at boosting unemployment benefits and sending payments straight to Americans. As Stephanie Myers thinks about her bills.
I just want it to be over so I can go back to working, yes, two jobs, and get back to my life.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spain's coronavirus lockdown was extended on Thursday to last until at least April 12th as Europe's second worst-hit country struggled to tackle a fast increase in the death toll. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The country's national lockdown has been extended until at least April 12th, confining people to their homes except for essential trips with food, medicine, and work. Confirmed cases have jumped tenfold since the state of emergency was imposed on March 14th. And on Wednesday, Spain's death toll exceeded China's. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Europe, some have introduced new measures to tackle the spread of coronavirus, and many European governments are seeking ways to ease food shortages, as fresh fruits and vegetables become increasingly scarce as the pandemic hampers the global movement of produce and the people needed to gather crops.
This is VOA News. The U.S. government on Thursday indicted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and more than a dozen other top Venezuelan officials on charges of narco-terrorism. The State Department offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Maduro. The U.S. government has previously lodged criminal indictments against members of Maduro's family and his inner circle. The Venezuelan president and his allies have dismissed allegations as a smear campaign. Moscow is closing restaurants, cafes, bars, shopping malls, and some parks in the city for 9 days beginning Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move, aimed at keeping people home amid the coronavirus outbreak, comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared next week a holiday in which only essential businesses would operate. Russian authorities have reported well over 800 cases of the new virus, with 182 new cases registered since the day before. Moscow has also announced the halting of all international flights starting from Friday, although an exception will be made for flights bringing Russians home from abroad. For most people, the virus causes mild or moderate symptoms, but for some, it could cause severe illness and death. Charles de Ledesma.
A record-breaking quarterback is making a large donation to help Louisiana handle the coronavirus pandemic. Correspondent Josh Roundtree reports.
Drew Brees says he and his wife Brittany will donate $5 million to help Louisiana businesses and communities contend with the challenges brought on by the rapid transmission of the coronavirus in the state. Brees, who posted the pledge on social media Thursday, says the money will help several restaurants in which he has an ownership stake, as well as a major hospital chain and charities like Second Harvest Food Bank, to deliver about 10,000 meals per day to people in need. The quarterback and his wife run the Brees Dream Foundation, which has spent tens of millions of dollars helping to fund charitable endeavors in New Orleans and surrounding areas along the Gulf Coast. I'm Josh Roundtree.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average wrapped up its strongest 3 days in 9 decades Thursday as record weekly U.S. jobless claims came in below investors' worst fears. The Dow finished up 21% from its Monday low, gaining 6.38%. The S&P 500 was up 6.24%. The NASDAQ gained 5.6%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.